Philip Semper PLFD certificate is dated 05/09/2024. Dictation is for Mr. Jeffrey Montgomery. Montgomery spells M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. Jeffrey spells J-E-F-F-E-R-Y. Date of birth is 08/05/1984. This is a 39-year-old gentleman here with pain to his fifth digit right hand. Next paragraph. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 weeks. He stated that his sister was involved in a fight and he grabbed her to prevent her from fighting, and immediately felt a popping sensation and pain to his distal interphalangeal joint, period. Described pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10, worse with motion and use, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history, he denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies is none. Next paragraph, family history, diabetes and hypertension. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed over negative, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96% at room air, blood pressure is 100/91, pulse 57, respiration 18, temperature 97.7, period. Next paragraph. Right hand, fifth digit, dysflexion, deformity of his DIPJ, cap refill less than 2 seconds, sensation is normal, there is reduction, there is no flexion movement, period. Patient. Correction, there's no extension movement, period. He can flex his DIPJ, but cannot extend it, period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, but no peripheral edema, cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is extensor tendon rupture. Assessment number 2, finger pain. Next paragraph. Patient and I had a discussion about what is causing his finger not being able to extend and the need for him to see a specialist. Says you understand and would like to see the specialist. Next paragraph, finger was splinted in hyperextension with a aluminum finger splint secured with Coban. Cap refill tested after splint is placed and it's less than 2 seconds. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following prescription for pain. Mobic, 7.5 milligrams. He would take 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Patient was given a consultation to see Dr. Ronald Bujek. Number and directions were provided for him. This is a hand specialist. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.